Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Want a job as a welder? If so, Vermeer and DMAC have a deal for you. Let's go in-depth with Angie Neville with DMAC. So Angie, you're a coordinator for continuing education at DMAC. What does that mean? What do you do?
Through our continuing education department at DMAC, I coordinate programming and coursework in mostly the manufacturing areas of welding, industrial paint, logistics, CAD. Horizontal directional drilling is another program that we partner with Vermeer. And I coordinate classes, set up instruction, make sure the programs run smoothly from beginning to end.
Okay, and you're here to tell us about a partnership that DMAC has with Vermeer in welding. What do you have going?
This partnership started back in 2012. Vermeer has been a great partner to address the needs of welding in central Iowa and through their business in Pella. We started out working with them to provide a training opportunity for folks in Marion and Jasper County to get experience in the field of welding and perhaps then either find employment at Vermeer or then have a starting point to pursue a career in welding, whether it be a job in MIG welding or then pursuing a two-year welding degree at DMAC.
Okay, well, in welding, I mean, it's a great job and it pays pretty well, right?
Correct. Welding is a high demand career right now. Lots of welding jobs in central Iowa and across the nation. A lot of people are wanting to start a new career and maybe want a hands-on and in-demand career that they know they can depend on and work toward a career that they can support their families. And it's a great job at Vermeer. They have a great support system, great training partner. So we've had great success with training new students that are new to welding or even have had a little bit of a welding experience growing up or in their background that they can perfect their skill and trade.
When I was a kid, welding was a tough job. It was hard on your knees, hard on your back. And now they've changed that. They've made it so they move what at chest level and
yep.
You can work and move around. And they made it a lot easier and safer, right?
Yep. Technology has come a long ways. Back in the day, we always kind of thought of welding in a dark manufacturing, dirty facility. Vermeer is great with technology, and their facility is state-of-the-art, and like you said, it's safer and not as physically demanding on people. We are reaching out to men and women in this industry, so we're really targeting a diverse background of students to come into this program.
Yeah, well, I have a friend, a woman, who went through this program very successfully and a few years back, and it led to a nice job for her at Vermeer.
Mm-hmm. And Vermeer is great about promoting from within as well, so you can start as a welder, but then they have other training opportunities available there too. But for this program right now, we're focusing on their welding training program because that's a big need for them and for Central Iowa.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Angie Neville with DMAC about opportunities to get training and a potential job welding. how long does this program last?
Sure. The training will start in late November and run through the middle of February. So it's pretty short, but it's very intense. The students would meet two evenings a week and then every other Saturday. They're working right on site at Vermeer in their training facility, so they get a really good feel of what it's like to work in that facility and in the industry.
All right, so a couple nights a week, every other Saturday, so that means if I'm in a job that I don't particularly enjoy, I can get the training and see if this is something I like and move into a new position while I'm still working. I don't have to quit work.
Correct. So that's the intent, too. We want to make sure that people are still able to continue providing for their families or support themselves. But then, again, if it's a job that they want to move up from or upskill from and get a great technical training program, they can still work during the day. Or even high school students, if you're a senior and 18, you can continue to go to school at night and or during the day and then come to this training at night and on the weekends.
But the kid needs to be 18.
Correct.
There's some kind of preliminary screening, let's just say that, oh, my eyesight isn't that good or something. I mean, but then I'm all the way through the program and I get through the program, but I'm really not a good welder. Is there some kind of an assessment at the beginning of whether I have the skills or the capability?
Yes. We have this potential students fill out an application online, and then they're invited to come to two nights of the evaluation and assessment. We do NCRC testing on the first night of the two-day process, and then the next NCRC is National Career Readiness Certificate.
Okay.
It's a nationally recognized assessment. That's just our baseline assessment to make sure students have a good handle on basic math and reading skills.
Okay, I didn't think of that.
There's blueprint reading involved in the training, and so a good foundational math background is needed to make sure that the student can be successful in the blueprint portion of the training. And then reading is, just basic. Are you able to read instructions and follow instructions and that sort of thing? So, and then the second assessment we do is on the simulator, the weld simulator, with the Vermeer welding trainer. And he is able to then, assess if they have the hand-eye coordination, the vision. But then, too, we've also had a student or two in the past that their vision has become an issue, and we've been able to work with some support systems we have at DMAC to provide eyeglasses for that student to make sure that they continue on in the training. And then we also do a interview with the Vermeer and DMAC staff just to get a feel of what the student's background, intent, and their vision for this program and for themselves.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Angie Neville with DMAC about opportunities to get training and a potential job welding. Well, I hate to ask this question, really, but is there a drug screening involved?
Not for the training, but if a student at the end of the training program, if they want to apply and pursue a career at Vermeer, then Vermeer's HR policies come into play. So then there would be for that if they would want to pursue employment at Vermeer.
Well, and a lot of places are doing that.
True.
Now.
Yep. Almost every manufacturing industry company is going to have that policy.
Well, yeah, you don't want to be welding if you have a drug addiction problem.
Right. Or any type of distraction that way is not safe.
Yeah. Okay, so when does the program officially start?
So the deadline to apply is November 2nd.
Okay, November 2nd.
Yep, and then we would do the screening process on Tuesday, November 14th, and Wednesday, November 15th, and then the training starts on November 27th after Thanksgiving.
All right, so can I just Google DMAC Vermeer welding and pop up to the right place?
Yes, you can do that, or you can go to welder.dmac.edu, and that will get you straight to this program information and the application.
Welder.dmac.edu, welder.dmac.edu. Well, that's pretty easy.
Yep.
Now, I understand there's some scholarships available for this?
True. There is no cost to the students that are chosen to participate in the program that provides the instruction, also their safety equipment, which would be their hood, their gloves, some basic tools, also the steel-toe boots that are required to be in the manufacturing facility. All of that is provided to the student. So their only cost would be to getting to and from class.
You know, that's a pretty remarkable opportunity.
Right. And that's been the greatest thing about this is we can really help students build on their career aspirations or start a new career, and they can really change their lives. We've had some great success stories where, you know, people have been able to provide benefits for their family, a more livable wage, and not have to work multiple jobs just to make ends meet. So.
Mm-hmm. And so, and anybody that wants to do this, I mean, here's an opportunity, and it's for free. I mean, I bet in the past it costs hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars to get this training.
Correct. And people would really have to sacrifice to go to school full-time if they were working or not to, you know, make ends meet or take out student loans. This is totally free to students that qualify and are chosen.
And I bet the people that come out of this are really thrilled with how it turned out.
Right, and it gets to be they get to build a great camaraderie within the class as well. They learn from each other. They learn from their instructors, and the instructors we have really care about the students and really want to help them better their lives as well. So it we've had lots of positive feedback from both students and our partners at Vermeer.
And so are people flocking to this?
Well, when we first started, we had hundreds of people applying. But right now, with the unemployment rate pretty low, there's just not that many people that are looking to get into training or go to school. But we really feel that upskilling is important and getting into a career that you can make a lifetime and not just a job that you have to go to. This can really be a difference maker for some people. So even if you have a job or you're in a career, maybe it's something you don't like or you want to get some training that's more suited to you, this is just a great way to even explore this career. There's no, at the end, you don't have to be a welder, but most of our students at the end either find a welding job or continue their welding education. I just encourage people to go to the website and check it out and even apply if you're just thinking about it. If you have friends or family members you think could benefit from this training that might not be thinking about it, I encourage you to invite them to also look at this training, just to even consider it. They can call me if they have any questions, and I can certainly meet with students or families one-on-one as well.
Thanks to Angie Neville for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.